The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome back to the show. This is a It's Hoop Ball Grizz. I got my co-host, Sam. What's up, Sam?
What's up, guys? What y'all doing?
This is chaos.
Absolutely insane.
This would have been show number five.
That should have happened.
But it is not. It's not. It's the first one in 10 days. It's been chaos around the league. Not around the league, but chaos for the Grizzlies.
Chaos in general.
The Grizzlies have missed their last five games because of COVID protocol.
Stupid COVID.
They missed two in Portland. Let's back up. They missed the two in Portland, obviously, but they win 108-104 against the Suns, and then they go into the protocol. So now they're down. They missed two games in Portland on the 20th, 22nd, and then two games at home against the Kings, 24th, 25th. And then tonight they would have been at home again against the Chicago Bulls. We would have been doing a co-show to preview this game. Game got canceled. Didn't get to do that. But here we are. We are exactly... math is not that hard. 9 days.
Yes.
9 days. So I'm going to read to you guys. I looked this up because I was wondering. JV went out. And I'm like, okay, I want to look and see... when is JV going to be back? Is he going to come back when the Grizzlies come back to play? And let me read. This is word for word off of the NBA website about their protocols. Here we go.
Anyone
who tests positive will have two routes to return to work. Go 10 days or more after the first positive test or onset of symptoms, or test negatively at least 24 hours apart via PCR testing. Any player who tests positive, even if asymptomatic, will not be allowed to exercise for a minimum of 10 days and then must be monitored in individual workouts for additional 2 days. So what does that mean? JV goes out. He gets put into the league's health and safety protocols January 17th.
Well, that's crazy. That's his number.
The next possible game for the Grizzlies... just so happens to be January 30th. Math is easy. That's 13 days.
Wow.
JV, in theory, should be back against San Antonio. As goes everything with the Grizzlies, we don't really know what the flip is going on. Like, how many positives we have. Why are they postponing the game? Obviously... you know, JV goes into the health and safety protocols, so you would probably be fairly safe in assuming that he is one that is positive. Well, then when they go back to contact tracing, you know, he plays, and then he goes into the health and safety protocol, so he's going to be around his teammates, sitting on the bench, doing all that stuff. And here we are. They win the MLK game. At home against the Suns, and then all hell breaks loose.
Literally.
I don't know what to make of it, man. The thing, we talk about injuries with Jaren and Justice. Grayson, you know, Grayson's back, obviously. DeAnthony Melton, different things. Like, okay, give us something. Give us something. Okay, they're in the health and safety protocols, and we get nothing. We get no type of information saying this is what's going on. Outside of JV went into the health and safety protocols before anybody else, so it's safe to say that he is positive. Or he was at least confirmed in contact with somebody that was positive.
Direct contact with somebody.
It's a lot of gray. A lot of gray. The good news is, as the Grizzlies sit idle, they continue to climb in the standings.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, it's a win-win situation there, and they even got to play.
Yeah, they are a half game back of fifth place right now. They haven't played.
Let's get it.
9 days. In 9 days, they haven't played. They're half game back of fifth.
In 9 days, they have made sixth place in the playoffs. Has any other team done that? No, they have not.
The league released a statement today. Miss Sharon Brown. Sharon has been a guest on the show. And listen, I'm going to gas her up a little bit right now. Yeah. Sharon has been doing great work. She wrote a great piece in we retweeted it from the show about the mural for Ja Morant and the artist and the story behind it and how all of it worked out. And about the guy talking about rearranging Ja's face if he didn't like it. Listen, go and read that story. It's a great story. You get a lot of great information about the artist, the local Memphis guy. It's good stuff. And it gave, you know, I got a pretty good chuckle as I was reading the end of it. Sharon always does great work. But she is at Shy. Hold on, I'm going to get her Twitter handle right because I don't want to mess it up. She's great. I think it's Shy Sharon Brown. Even though that's a lie, she's not shy at all. Sharon Shy Brown, SharonShyBrown. Sharon Shy Brown. If you're not following her on Twitter and you are a Grizzlies fan, I don't know what you're doing. Sharon is fabulous. She's a great follow. Does all kinds of great stuff. A lot of great articles. Go check it out, but definitely go read the article. It was for the Memphis Flyer. And it's just good stuff, man. Anything about Ja Morant, I'm going to read it. Basically, anything that Sharon writes, I'm reading it anyway. I enjoy reading her stuff because I can only imagine the time and effort that she puts into it. I know that she is a proud person and works her butt off. So, anyway, there it is, gassing Sharon up. Definitely go check that out, article out. We retweet it. You can find it on the show's Twitter page, which is at HoopBallGrizz. I retweeted it on my page. You can go find it. I'm at DWill2111. And check that out. Back to basketball, Sam.
Yes.
What's next for the Grizzlies?
The Spies.
On the 30th. So if you go back and you read that same thing that I just read about the schedule, the 10 days and two and da-da-da, the Grizzlies are practicing today, by the way. So that's a good sign. The Grizzlies are allowed to practice. There was no word whether JV was going to be in there or not. Based off of the protocols, I would say JV is not. He is in the point where he would have to do individualized workouts, and that's okay. That's fine. But there's still a chance that we miss this Spurs game on the 30th. We're not completely out of the woods. Are the Grizzlies going to have enough guys that are healthy and they're out of the protocol that they can fill the team to play against the Spurs?
You have to have eight players.
You have to have eight. Eight players that are eligible to play.
Ooh, I don't know. That's
With the league releasing the statement today that they're going to attempt to make up some of these games in the front half of the schedule rather than loading up the second half of the schedule, that's good and bad news, kind of depending on how you look at it. The Grizzlies are still on the win streak right now. They, you know, getting that win against Phoenix, they're still on their five-game win streak. It's officially the longest in amount of days, the longest win streak in franchise history at this
point.
Look
out, man.
So, what are we going to see? Are they playing Saturday? Are they not playing Saturday? Who freaking knows? But we're going to talk about that game coming up on Saturday a little bit. And we'll come back. We'll have another show before that, you know, maybe a post game, maybe our next show. If they are indeed having it, that will be the plan. The next show will be a post game if they have Saturday's game. If not, we're hitting you up with the weekly preview for the next week.
That's right.
Sam, you got numbers.
I do.
The history against the Spurs is pretty rough for the Grizzlies.
It's awful. It's terrible. It just awful is not even a good word for it. The Spurs lead 74-26 all time. Their last 10, the Grizzlies are 4-6. So that's not too bad. But their last win was last year, January 10th.
That's because JV cannot guard the Marcus Aldridge.
We have had that conversation many a times. I agree.
I tell you who I think can guard the Marcus Aldridge.
Who dat?
Xavier Tillman. How good has he been, man?
He looks great.
Do you think...
I'm glad they picked him.
Going into this season when they drafted him, I know that there was some chat on Twitter about Xavier Tillman and his size, and you can't teach 7 foot. You can't... And you can't. You can't teach somebody to be 7 foot tall. Either they are or they're not.
Yep.
He is an undersized big man for the league.
He plays like he's over 7 foot.
Did you think that he would be this effective this early?
No.
What did you expect from him, Sam?
I honestly didn't expect them to play him that much. Kind of like, they played Brandon Clark when they drafted him a little bit, and he looked good, but I just did not with Brandon Clark. And, of course, Jaren's not playing yet.
Right.
But I figured, you know, with JV, Brandon, and Jaren coming back, I just didn't figure he'd see the floor that much. But, of course, with everything going on, he is seeing the floor, and he looks awesome.
Well, he's earned it.
Oh,
absolutely.
He really has. 100%, yes.
You know, he got the opportunity, and he took full advantage of it. And that is, I was arguing for him headed into the season. You know, I expected good things. You go back and you look at the players that Izzo has put in the NBA, and he's turned out some really good product. You know, there have been some great guys that have come to the NBA through Michigan State, you know, Jaren Jackson being one of them, and now Xavier Tillman. So, you know, the chemistry, those two have obviously not played together yet for the Grizzlies, but there's going to be chemistry there for them already. They already kind of have an idea of what the other person does. He has blown me away. The Grizzlies strike gold on their draft picks 2 years in a row. It's been great. Some of that is obviously research. The front office getting in there, doing the dirty work, having the right basketball minds in place to make those decisions. And then some of it's luck, man. You know, you can have all the talent in the world heading into the draft, and it just not translate into the NBA for whatever reason, whether it's you can't pick up the speed of the game or whatever. You know, there's a number of different things that can happen that could lead to a guy having all the physical tools and all the abilities and then getting to the NBA level and it just not panning out for him. It's obviously early for Xavier Tillman, but still liking what he does. He works hard on defense. He is doing, like, I feel like it's almost 2 steals a game. I know it's not that good, but, you know, he's doing.
I'm going to say 1.4.
He's doing really well on the defensive end. And for a guy that was getting a lot of heat from some of the fans saying, oh, you know, he's not going to be big enough, he can't handle it, yada, 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 he has just showed up and been incredible. Oh, I was looking at the wrong thing. Really, the area that I went doesn't have steals listed. Of course it doesn't.
Hang on, I got you.
Sammy boy's bringing it up.
I will get you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not even relevant what he's averaging.
1.4. Call it.
Boom.
Get wrecked.
You know, his hands are active. His hands are active. Sorry, that was a little bit of a lull there where you're trying to find that. But, you know, Tillman has impressed, and I think that he's going to continue to impress. King Kleiman, bringing it home, killing the game.
What? His last game against Phoenix had 12 points, 2 steals, 1 assist, and 6 rebounds in 29 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
as a rookie coming out, that's good stuff.
That's great.
I was glad to see him start.
Yes.
I thought that we might get to see him start based off of how well he had been playing. But also, you can never tell with Taylor Jenkins and what his rotations are going to be. Because I'm still trying to figure out.
Here we go.
De'Anthony Melton. Did we even talk about that?
Not yet.
We had, I can't remember. Well,
we have talked about that.
But we hadn't talked about it on the show.
Not today. We haven't talked about it today.
Here's the thing. After the game, and it wasn't that night, I think it was a couple days later, Evan Barnes tweeted out, and Evan said, Taylor Jenkins says that he wanted to make changes to the rotation and see how it worked. And that's why DeAnthony Melton didn't play.
That's what I said. I remember when you asked me, like, make this make sense? I said, well, maybe he's trying a different lineup or something.
It still doesn't make sense.
It's still silly.
There's no clarity. There's no there's nothing. Joe at Grizzly Bear Blues, he had a great point. I was reading one of his articles. He was talking about last season how Grayson was dominating the minutes over DeAnthony Melton. Then DeAnthony Melton started playing, and Grayson got the injury, and DeAnthony just kind of stuck around because he was out there doing something.
Mr. Do Something.
So is it the love affair? Is it a love affair of Jenkins likes Grayson so much that he's going to keep melting off the floor? Or is it something else? Whatever it is, we still don't really have the answer other than we wanted to try something different with the lineup. Why would you pay this kid if you're not going to let him play?
There's no telling.
Why pay him if you're not going to let him
because
play?
Because it doesn't make any dang sense.
I said it before, and I won't go on a huge tangent like I did last time that we were talking about DeAnthony Melton, but Jenkins has said that he's going to stick to a 10-man rotation. There are more than 10 guys on this roster that deserve to be on the floor. There are more than 10 guys. Easily more than 10 guys. I'm not saying all 15 guys on the roster deserve. I'm not saying that. But there's more than 10 guys on this roster that have the talent to be on the floor, to be productive. And I will sit here. You look at the entire Grizzlies roster top to bottom. You have Ja, Jaren, Kyle Anderson, JV, Dylan Brooks. And I will not name another player. Brandon Clark. I'm sorry, I lied. Six guys on a 15-man roster. Ja, Jaren, Dylan, JV, BC, Kyle Anderson. Six guys. There's not another guy on this roster that is better than DeAnthony Melton. You're not going to convince me otherwise. I like the way that Grayson plays the game. Hated him before he got here. We've had that conversation. You guys know how much I hated Grayson Allen before he came to Memphis. And then I got to watch the kid work every day and how hard he plays the game. And he's gotten away from the freaking bonehead stuff. And as long as he's not doing that, I'm going to cheer for him. Get over it. But you can't justify it. You know, I asked Sam to make it make sense. And, okay, yeah, you're going to try something different with the rotation. You don't take your seventh best player out of the freaking rotation to try something new with it. I don't know, man. I don't know what they're going to do with that, but it's going to be something to watch looking forward. What's this mean fantasy-wise? Who knows? Like, when DeAnthony Melton is getting his 20 minutes a game in deeper leagues, he's going to give you the secondary stats.
He's worth a look at least.
You know, like, if you're in a 14-man league, some 12-man leagues, in deeper leagues, DeAnthony Melton is worth having because he's going to get you defensive stats, and he's going to have some nights he'll kill your field goal percentage, but he's not going to be a high enough volume to really destroy it. He's going to make free throws. He's going to make threes. He's going to get steals and blocks, assists. Like, he's going to get you enough stats that in a deeper league that he is valuable enough to be on a fantasy team. But fantasy doesn't even matter. Real world, DeAnthony Melton should be playing. He should not see a minutes decrease from last year. because there's not that many guys better than him. You could maybe argue Justice Winslow if you wanted to. Whenever he gets healthy and he gets on the floor for the Grizzlies, we can have that conversation. Until then, I'm taking DeAnthony Melton.
That's what I was going to say, because we don't know what he's really going to do with this team. So
you don't. He hasn't been healthy. And I want to squash this right now. This is not a Chandler Parsons deal. It's not. So if you're listening and you're one of the guys on Twitter saying, oh, it's Chandler Parsons all over again, the Memphis Grizzlies did not pay this dude $94 million. They didn't. This is not Chandler Parsons. This is way less, significantly less than Chandler Parsons.
Wasn't it like 94 or 96 million for 4 years or something like that?
It was about $93,999,999.99 too freaking much.
Yeah. You know,
but this is not that. No, they got him in a trade.
Yep.
And are they paying him? Yes, they are. But they're not paying him that much money. The stuff that you gave up, quote unquote, to get him is insignificant.
That was what, Jay Crowder and Iguodala as part of that, wasn't it? Yeah, okay.
It was. It was guys that were not going to be a part of the team in the future. And you got a young guy that when he's healthy, if he gets healthy again, is a great ball player, or a good ball player. Maybe not great. Great maybe a little strong. But he has shown that he can be productive in the NBA when he's healthy. Go ahead. You had something.
We've actually watched him play, like, in person. But, I mean, I've seen Justice Winslow play anyway, and he was good when he's healthy. Like, mm-hmm. like you said, he's not – I mean, he's not Michael Jordan, obviously, but he's still really – I mean, he's –
Well, they wouldn't have got him in that trade if he was, but
true, make me cough there. But I mean, he's good though, and I mean, if he can play like that one night we watched him, especially, he'll definitely be a part of the.
He'll bring value to the
team.
Yeah,
there we go. That's
sure.
the word I'm looking for. He will definitely do that.
But it's not the same as Chandler Parsons, and stop comparing it, man. It's not it. So we'll leave it at that. You have to know that this is not a Chandler Parsons situation. I semi get the comparison because of the injuries and him not playing.
Understandable.
But it's not even in the same ballpark, guys. You can't compare it. You're talking $100 million player that played. How many games was it, Sam?
36 or something like that.
Less than half of a full season of games for the Grizzlies. Go ahead. What do you got, man?
I'm trying to think because I don't remember if it was 36 before he took that hiatus and was staying in Florida, and then he came back to the team, and then he finished out the season basically.
Yeah.
And then they traded
it
him.
It wasn't many.
Either way. It was under 50.
It was, yeah. You got paid $100 million, essentially, for less than a half a season or maybe right at a half a season.
Yeah.
Winslow's not getting close to that. And if he doesn't get healthy by the end of this season, he's not going to be a Grizzly. I don't see it. I don't. You got the draft coming up next year. If he's not healthy, they let him walk. Is what it is. Nothing lost. You still got the first. You're good to go. No big loss at all. We're going to give you our sponsors, and then we're going to get out of here. Maybe. We may throw something else in here.
I actually have one thing.
You got okay, boom. Sam,
okay,
we got
games
something.
Games played for the Memphis Grizzlies. Chandler Parsons. This is actually a lot higher than I thought. 95.
That's how many he actually played in?
That's how many he actually played in, yes.
Okay.
So that
it was... Well, over the last few seasons,
yeah,
that was where the 36
was when he went down with his. Because I remember there was like in the last 2 years they were saying that he's only played 36 games in this amount of time and stuff. But $100 million
for one season of games.
But with only 95 games played over the three season, there was a three season. Yep. Wow. That's poo-poo.
So, it's not. It's just not. It's not the same. You guys know that. You know. And I get, you know, it's fun to mess around, whatever. But quit. Stop it.
Winslow. And I like Chandler Parsons. Nobody else did. I did. I liked him. He was cool.
No, Sam.
I like Chandler Parsons.
It's not okay.
He wore 25, man.
He trash. He brought dishonor to that number.
I won't.
Dishonor.
I won't.
Dishonor to your family.
Oh, man. Well, I got nothing to say to that. I'll agree with that one.
We are 2 weeks away from the Super Bowl, less than 2 weeks at this point. The Kansas City Chiefs, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the most gambled on sporting event in the U.S. If you're going to bet on it, go to mybookie.ag. Let them know we sent you by using the promo code HOOPBALL. And check this out. MyBookie is giving you extra money for the Super Bowl bet.
Free money.
Extra money. You go over and you sign up. You make a Super Bowl bet. They're giving you extra money. Go check out the promo. MyBookie has more lines and better odds than any other sportsbook out there. They're the best sportsbook online. Let them know we sent you a promo code HOOPBALL. Get that extra money for the Super Bowl bet. Make you some extra money when you win the bet. And do it because we sent you over there. MyBookie.ag promo code, not goad, promo code is HOOPBALL. And we'll get out of here. That's the only one we're giving you today is MyBookie.
That's it.
We've been talking about them. Shout out to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That is my team. That has been my team since the fourth grade.
That's what he said.
If you don't believe me, I will take a picture with my jersey. And I'm not going to even show you the back of the jersey. I will bet you money that nobody can guess the player's name that is on the back of my jersey.
Well, I know I couldn't.
I am not a fair weather fan. I was not happy when Tom Brady came to town. If Tom Brady brings a title to Tampa Bay, I'm rooting for him. I wanted a younger guy. It's fine. I'll take a championship. I don't think anybody would turn out a championship. I don't know if they have what it takes to beat the Chiefs, but we'll see. It's going to be an interesting game. The old guard versus the new guard.
Pretty much.
Get over to mybookie.ag, bet on that game, get you some money, promo code HOOPBALL. We're getting out of here. You can find the show on Twitter. I dropped it once. I will drop it again. Come find us. The show is at HOOPBALL Grizz. I'm at DWILL2111. If you're not hollering at me, if you haven't engaged in conversation with me on Twitter, look, follow me. I'm going to follow you back. Send me a message. We can chat. I've done that with a couple guys. I love it, man. We can talk about anything, whatever you want to talk about, especially the Grizzly stuff. I'm at DWILL2111. Sam is.
It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118. And until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz.
Jaeger.
This has been a HOOPBALL presentation.